Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the 90s, there was this movie called Terminator 2. And for those of you who love the Terminator movies, I'm sure you saw Terminator 2. I think Terminator 2 was one of the best ones. And I saw that movie and I was scared. Seeing Skynet and these machines, you know, able to use artificial intelligence and get rid of their human competitors, it kind of scared me. And, you know, I was a pre-med student at the time going, huh. And I had gone with my boyfriend and he's like, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. This was just a movie. I'm like, well, I know it's not going to happen like that. You know, but I don't know. You know, what are we doing when it comes to AI? Well, since then, the movies about AI and machines taking over the world, it's gotten kind of ridiculous. And I saw a movie yesterday called The Creator. I thought the movie was really good with The Creator. But again, it talks about how the machines or the AI will send a nuke, kill off humans, and we're all screwed. And so I think we need to have kind of a realistic and scientific explanation of why, my eyes watering, why AI is a threat or not a threat. So I want to hear from you guys. Do you guys think AI will actually kill off humans later? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I believe two different things, all right? On the one end, I don't think they're going to be making these machines that say, look, you're in competition with me. I don't like you. I'm going to kill you. I also don't think they're going to have a mind of their own. So do I think machines are going to be like, what the hell am I doing listening to this human person in charge, superior? I could get rid of them, run my own life. I could feel, I could be fine. No. I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't. Scientifically, logically, that doesn't make sense. Now, could AI cause the death of our species? Oh, absolutely. Abso-flippin-lutely. We are already surrendering so much of what we need vital to our evolution to computers, to politics, to... We almost want somebody to think for us. The day humans want to be like, you know what? You do it all for me. I don't have to think. I don't have to remember. I don't have to hunt. I don't have to gather. You handle it all. The day a human says, you know what? Yeah. Let's let this entity take it on, is the start of the end of our species. And we're already feeling that way. We're already, because we see these movies and we're like, well, that'd be really, really good. Where you have a automatic driver or a self-driving vehicle or a, and just because we could create it doesn't mean it's good for us. Just because we could make food that could live on shelves for years doesn't necessarily mean that's the healthiest thing for us. We talk ourselves into these decisions going, well, this is going to make us safer. This is going to be safer. This is healthier for now. And we don't realize the long term. You know, they have been saying for years that AI is not going to replace people's jobs. It's already happening. It's already happening. You ask employers to pay higher wages. They can't raise the price point anymore. because it's already too high. Customers don't want it. So they're going to automate. And when AI can help figure out the marketing scheme or the song or come up with a better military strategy, then yes, AI is going to take over human jobs. So where people think AI will kill us humans off would be we use AI in the military to say, look, okay, we need to, let's come up with an example, okay? Hamas has infiltrated our country or our city, and we need to get rid of Hamas. And you tell AI that, and AI goes, okay, well, we see where the terrorists are, right? We will design a system that is going to be precise, and then we are going to target and kill those terrorists, just hypothetically, right? Well, what if it doesn't realize, what if its goal to, let's say, kill terrorists supersedes that of minimizing civilian casualties? That's why people think that if you give it a goal and you program it, it might not necessarily have the ethics or the thinking to stop and go, you know what, this could be a dangerous mission, or we could be falling for a decoy and there's hostages there. Who knows? So I don't really believe that AI is going to, you know, wake up one day and say, I don't like humans. Now let's just kill them all and get rid of them. No, I don't think that's realistic at all. I think the movies are just making up a bunch of hype. But are we in a precarious position having AI take over our jobs? Plan our, you know, you tell AI, all right, make food that's healthy, right? And the food's going to be expensive. The food is going to be far and few between. And then, you know, we're going to be relying on tech to do the right thing. And we've been living on the not so right thing. And so I think there will be consequences, even though you would think, yeah, healthy food is the better way to go. We could now have food shortages. We could have employee shortages. People don't make money. They're not working because AI has taken over the jobs. There could then be more discord, more fighting. And we know that humans love war. They love to fight. Not all of us do. A lot of us like peace. But there are individuals out there that would be absolutely fine with discord. And then, depending on the side AI chooses, that could then lead to our vulnerabilities. So my answer is yes and no, but we'll hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this actually transitions nicely to the next story. Some of you have pointed out AI might actually help humans in terms of eliminating medical errors and how AI can find cancers earlier. So you think AI is actually going to offset any damage AI could do, might be offset by tech. Good point. Well, another one of you said it's hackable. So, yes, enemies could take hold of it and then use it to hurt others. So, fascinating. We're going to talk about it more. We're also going to talk about world population and how there might be nefarious elements wanting to minimize our population. Population control has been spoken about, not really getting a lot of headlines, but we're going to talk about that. But what I want to transition to right now is I read a report earlier today that there was a pilot who was off duty, and I don't know if they were in the jump seat or that little extra seat doing a, I forget what it's called when you're not technically on duty, but you get to get a free flight, so you get to sit in the little jump seat. They say an off-duty pilot has been accused of trying to shut off all the engines of an American airline passenger set yesterday, and has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder. Joseph David Emerson, 44 years old, faces a bunch of homicide charges, along with 83 counts of reckless endangerment and one count of endangering an aircraft. He was in the jump seat beside the operating pilot on board a flight from Everett in suburban Seattle to San Francisco when he allegedly deployed the fire suppression system. Now, crew members were able to subdue him and remove him from the controls, according to the FAA. Alaskan Airlines, according to Daily Mail, said the flight, which departed Washington State at 5:23 p.m., was diverted to Portland International Airport following the security threat. This happened on October 22nd. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 operated from Horizon Air from Everett, Washington, to San Francisco, California. They reported a credible security threat related to an authorized occupant in the flight deck jump seat. Now, the crew was able to secure the aircraft without incident. And, wow, these pilots and flight attendants need to be, I think, Navy SEAL trained, honestly. Can you imagine trying to operate a flight while dealing with an assailant? It blows my mind. So, wow, well done. Live air traffic audio appears to show the pilot describing the person believed to be Emerson, who was subdued after the incident, apparently suggesting there was a struggle. They said, "We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued." So he was arrested by Portland officials. He was described as 6'1", 210 pounds, bald white man with blue eyes. Now, this is kind of breaking news. I had just seen a report on this, but one thing that does worry me as a human are other humans. I think The Walking Dead, even though that is very, very fictional, did highlight some very honest traits about humans. And remember the German Wings cockpit? There was a pilot who waited for the co-pilot to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom is outside the cockpit, locks that pilot out so that he could take the plane and smash it into a mountain, killing everybody on board. And we have been, the FBI is on alert for copycat Hamas attacks. And so we do worry about the safety of our airlines, the safety of our passengers, the safety of our pilots, the safety of our trains, the safety of our buses. And we know that humans have it in them and have that desire to hurt others. And so when somebody had said, "I think AI is not who we fear, it's humans," AI wouldn't randomly do this. I think we are really needing to sift through a bunch of the sensationalism and the sci-fi that we see in the movies, and we really need to talk to honest scientists, researchers who could really look at what's the best way to do this. After the German Wings cockpit attack that happened a few years back, where the whole plane got slammed into a mountain, there were calls to have our planes automated and be pilotless. And that worries me because I think these pilots are amazing. And with the exception of that idiot and then this person who was in the jump seat, our pilots, look at Scully, Captain Scully, what they are able to do. to save people's lives every day. I want them around. And so the decision we have to make when it comes to AI is to humanize or not to humanize. Do we use a human or do we not? And what I think we've all been seeing is that humans can be pretty damn ugly. And more video was going to surface of what happened with the Hamas attack. And it's interesting. One of my Vietnamese friends said, look, this stuff happened in Vietnam. This type of stuff has happened in wars before, but we didn't have the videos. Now everybody could see it. And I go, but you know what's interesting, though? Even though people are seeing it, they don't believe it. They say it's propaganda. They say the babies weren't beheaded. They say the women weren't raped. You know, people don't believe you anyway. People didn't believe that there were concentration camps and extermination camps. They're like, no, that's just propaganda. We humans can be pretty damn dumb. And that is what's driving less dumb alternatives. And humans can be unpredictable. And that's what's driving predictability. And I do worry. I worry we can go in the wrong direction. We as humans don't know how to handle our mental health crises. We don't know how to handle terrorists. We don't know how to handle, you know, humans that want to kill. They don't think there's anything wrong with them. And they think that their actions are justified. Or they've been spoken to and this is their duty. And we don't know how to address that. Look at what happened after September 11th. There was this big fear of profiling. And I get it. You don't want to. I mean, what happened after World War II with Japan, you had many Chinese Americans having to put flags, Chinese flags, in front of their homes. There was a picture of one on the beach. And they put a Chinese flag on the beach so people wouldn't come and attack them thinking they were Japanese. I get that profiling could be pretty, pretty bad. But on the flip side, we also don't know how to screen for our future enemies. What's happening now at the border with wolves in sheep's clothing coming across, we see the kids, right? We see the moms, we see the grandmas, we see the fathers carrying children, and we think, all right, now the media is saying they're all innocent. And nobody is allowing the video footage of those coming in with weapons. Those cartel members, those with multiple crimes. And because we don't want to politically close the border and we don't want to look politically correct, this is what's going to cause us to, you know, our downfall. Look, we need to be nice. We need to be kind. I mean, you know, Israelis are going to be asking for the ability to do concealed carry. And when you saw when Hamas attacked, they attacked a peace festival, the Nova, and they attacked the kibbutz because they knew there would be the least amount of people armed. And here we are arguing about whether a human has the right to arm themselves and protect their family. And I get there's guns and bad people use guns, bad people use knives. Bad people will try to use a plane to kill people. I understand that there's bad people. But I think it's going to be upon us humans to know how to defend ourselves. How many of us know Krav Maga or Kung Fu or Taekwondo? How many of us know how to use a weapon if we were attacked? We don't. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Evacuation efforts currently underway for Americans trapped in Israel and Gaza. Detroit residents continuing to honor the memory of Samantha Wohl, a Jewish community leader who was found stabbed to death. The United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this next segment is a little bit adult only, so if your kids are in the car, maybe lower the volume. All right, so people have always asked me as a physician, because I do a lot of gynecology, on how dangerous sex toys are. And having been an ER doc and an urgent care physician, seeing the trauma that people endured and things that they did with them, Yes, there can be some danger. But one thing that has come out over the last few years that we've spoken about on this show is the risk of the plastic exposure and the phthalates and the amount of endocrine disrupting or possibly cancer causing elements that you could get when you use something in one of your vulnerable areas. And it has now taken a turn to the point where some individuals are petitioning the FDA to regulate the sex toy industry and classify them as devices that would allow the FDA to regulate our sex toy products. Now, the FDA... I can't make this stuff up. If the FDA has to regulate our sex toy products, they're going to be asking for more money. I don't know if I am ready for that. Every time we ask the FDA to do something, they're like, you see why we need more people? You see why we need more money? Look at the IRS. We had to make new IRS. We had to increase our IRS agents. I don't want to give the FDA any more reason, you know, to ask any more money and grow. But this is where we're at right now. It's a petition, and the petition only has, real quickly here, let me share this with you guys. It's a petition called Stop Unregulated Sex Toys, Save Your Genitals from Nanoplastic. They say each year 100,000 premature deaths in the U.S. are attributed to phthalates. In 2023, phthalates were present in all tested sex toys at levels exceeding hazard warnings. Recent studies show that using sex toys against your skin will release the microplastic and nanoplastic into your bloodstream through dermal exposure, penetrating the intestinal barrier, the blood-air barrier, the blood-brain barrier, and even the placental barrier. And somebody could say, yeah, but do pregnant women use these? Yeah, they do. They do, especially when a pregnant woman in her ninth month who really wants to give birth, and they say, look, sex helps, and, you know, the partner's not in the mood or the partner's not around. Yes, we do see sex toy use in pregnant women, so they're not... You know, they're not entirely wrong in terms of potential risk. I just haven't really studied nanoplastics that could be obtained genitally. I haven't personally studied that, so I can't comment on that. But these toys and these aids do have plastic, and they do have chemicals on them. They say vibrator and aid injuries treated at U.S. emergency departments have increased 1,000% in the last 20 years. Retained toy accidents have increased by 164% in men, 200% in women, which means it's stuck. And yes, I've had to take care of that. When something's stuck, you need to have to extract it. You could use some tools and things like that and lubricant. They say the highest phthalate concentration allowed in a child's toy, as outlined by the FDA, is 0.1%. According to this petition, most sex toys have phthalate concentrations between 24% and 60%. So this author says that sex toys are killing us. They could cause cancer, birth defects, infertility, cell damage, and more. And sex toys dodge the FDA by labeling their products as novelty items. And they want to collect 10,000 signatures to bring it to the attention of the FDA commissioner. And so I'm going to look a little more into this. I think Dion Black is the sex toy tester, coach, and author behind this. But, you know, real quickly, when he did his own non-very scientific study, he said that actually this was a study that I think he cited that showed anal toy beads, external vibrators, and dual vibrators, and it showed that anal toys seemed to have the highest risk because they could cause tearing. So here's the thing. He's not entirely wrong, all right? Sex toys do have plastics. They have colorings. Some of them have glitter, rhinestones. I don't know what the heck. Some of them have music. you know, batteries. And yes, we're putting them in vulnerable positions. We also tear. There's micro tears that could happen. And these are things that can spread STI, can spread illness. And in the coming years, in the coming decades, after everybody kind of gets sick of COVID and everything else, it's going to be a big anti-plastic push. We had an anti-plastic push prior to COVID, but then everything had to be disposable. You had to idle in your cars. You had to have flexi or plexiglass in between you and the customer. So then we exploded with plastic because people were afraid of COVID. Once people forget about COVID, they're going to go back to, okay, now we got to protect the environment again, and we have to protect others. I will say, as a physician, we do rely too much on plastics. We're surrounded by plastics. Everything is, you know, and we are surrounded by chemicals. You know, I lather myself up with, you know, soap and body wash and hairspray and conditioner and I dye my hair. Yeah, I'm not a real blonde. Although it is now becoming real blonde the more I gray. We are surrounded by chemicals. And yes, I do think there needs to be a warning that some of the things we might be using can unwittingly give us exposures. So what does this FDA classification mean? So Mr. Black has claimed that consumers are completely in the dark about the risk of using these sex toys because of that novelty item classification. So he wants these classified as a Class 2 device. Class 2 devices are medical devices that have moderate to high risk to the user. Now, I think some pregnancy tests and maybe certain orthopedic aids and wheelchairs might be classified as that. So it causes the FDA to at least keep an eye on these things. Having seen the accidents, I would say from the accidents alone, I don't think it's a bad idea for the FDA to be involved. I do think the FDA has to, you know, maybe provide some recommendations. But here's the thing. Okay, people don't go to Walmart for their sex toy. They don't go to Target or Albertsons. They get them at sites that are more discreet. And so these discreet areas, you know, or garage sales or whatever, won't necessarily be under the eye of the FDA. And so I do commend Mr. Black on raising awareness. Now, does the average person care about the plastic exposure if they're already, you know, drinking bottles of water and surrounded by plastic? Probably not. But, you know, if you are getting some of your aids from underground, bootleg, you know, sort of, you know, non-Amazon or Walmart or big box store selling companies, keep in mind they could not be very healthy and safe. So, yeah, do I think we need the FDA to get involved and monitor everything and then we pay higher taxes? No. Do we need Obamacare to cover sex aid injuries? We might have to, because there's a lot of them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, growing up, we had, for the most part, struggles. Pretty bad financial struggles, but we had a couple years that were good. And we were able to, when my dad won some money gambling, or Not sure how, but we had a couple good years. But the rest of the years, we financially struggled. And I didn't mind it. I mean, we still, I feel we're better off than many others. Living in my grandma's living room, grateful my grandma had a place for us to live. My dad would gamble. He did that because he was poor. Remember, they family fled the Holocaust. He was finally able to make it to America, you know, in the 60s, had to support his family. And, you know, he did some trade. He, you know, fixed appliances, and he did the best he could. On my mom's side of the family, they were always poor. My grandmother, though, had really good business acumen, and she actually bought land that today the Mayo Clinic sits on in Scottsdale, Arizona. But she never got to benefit from that because she had to get rid of the land when the property taxes skyrocketed, and she had to take care of her husband. And one of the reasons why our family, even when we did get a little bit of money, you know, and were able to, you know, try to parlay that into something, was because we always had to take care of family members. And same thing with me. When you have family that can't afford to take care of themselves, or bury themselves, or it really wipes out your finances. And so I have no regrets. You know, I'm glad I've taken care of my family, and as a kid, still grateful for all that I had. But when you have to take care of a family member, and many of you guys are in this position right now, you're never going to get financially ahead. And in fact, your family member's going to go broke. You can go broke. And we don't really have a lot of help or assistance. And there's only so much you could do. And it's a lot of times you can't even give adequate care. A lot of people will try to do their best. Like, I remember me and my mom trying to wash my grandma and help take care of her. We had to put whatever money we had together to get her home care or get her in a home to help her, because there's only so much you could do. You can't lift them. You can't provide proper care. And it's a mess. It really is a mess. And now that many of our relatives are outliving the heart attack or the cancer that could take them when they're 40 or 50 or 60, we are seeing more and more dementia. Well, a study looked at dementia's staggering financial cost. And it is bankrupting families. We're not lying about that. And this is being reported by Fox News. And a study from the University of Michigan highlights a financial burden it puts on families. Among people who were diagnosed with dementia, out-of-pocket health care costs more than doubled within the first 8 years. And dementia patients experienced more than a 60% reduction in their net worth. By comparison, participants of the same age group who didn't have dementia didn't see much of a financial change. The dementia diagnosis resulted in a higher time requirement from others. 2 years after symptoms began, dementia patients required triple the amount of caregiving hours than those without the condition. Also impacting people's finances was the need to enter nursing homes. That happened 5 times more for those with dementia within 2 years. And dementia patients are more likely to pay out-of-pocket for in-home care. Researchers also found that people with dementia were more than twice as likely to enroll in Medicaid within 8 years of diagnosis, a sign of financial distress. And the substantial financial toll, they think, is attributed to the sharp increase in the use of long-term care, as people with dementia often need extensive and comprehensive care due to limitations of both physical and cognitive function. That's according to Dr. Hwa-Jung Choi, a research associate professor at the University of Michigan. So what do we do? You know, a lot of us are struggling. I have family who doesn't have money. And so I also don't have a lot of family members that are willing to help. So it's going to mostly fall on me. I might get a little help from one of my siblings, but they're just trying to make it and, you know, get through what they're going through. So, do I have the money for thousands of dollars a month to take care of a family member? I don't. And I've done that already. And it's not a very easy discussion because, you know, you want to be, oh, whatever my family needs. I love my family. And I do feel that way. And yes, I'm going to make it work. But on this show, it is okay to be honest. And losing whatever your life savings is to take care of a family member, even though we wouldn't regret it and we would do it again and again if we had to, it still sucks. And there's got to be a better way. Now, usually what happens, I don't want to say usually, but in a lot of families, the actual parent who is underneath, who is needing this, the family will go through their savings and use that to support them. But that eventually can run out. And when you hear that people are living paycheck to paycheck and they don't have more than a couple months of savings, what do you do when you have a family member that now needs full-time care? And so people are moving in with each other, or they're moving them in, or they're trying to hire people on their own. And it is probably one of the biggest stressors out there. And I worry. Now, I'm very grateful for what we have, but a lot of my friends are a lot better off because they didn't have to help pay for family members. And again, no regrets. I would rather pay for the family members and be there for them than to, you know, leave them to the street, of course. But how do we pay for this? If you have a family member that could live well into their hundreds, and it costs thousands of dollars a month for them to be taken care of, the money will run out. And nobody wants a bad place. Nobody wants an understaffed place. But I'm telling you right now, these places are struggling to find staff. When we're watching everything going on in terms of strikes with these health centers like Kaiser, they say there's not enough staff. Staffing a retirement center or senior living or assisted living or hospice is not easy because you need to have people who are trained. And oftentimes people who are trained, if they, you know, see that there's an easier way and a safer way for them to, you know, make an income, that's why healthcare fields are starting to lose a lot of staff, because people would rather work from home. So what I would do if you are finding yourself in this position or about to be in this position, and I know people say, well, get insurance. You can't insure your 90-year-old family member that easily. But do the research. Talk to your medical provider. Talk about state aid. And don't wait until they can't take care of themselves. And the idea that all the siblings are going to come and help, no. Everybody has an excuse. And they dump it. And if you're the one that you are that's going to have to run, you know, take point, you need to realize that you could very easily become bankrupt. And so, you know, try and plan ahead. Talk to your medical provider. Look at state Medicaid and some of the other things that are there to help. But we have a very advancing, expanding elder population that needs home health and nursing home care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.